Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Are you a diehard Saints football fan that likes to have fun? Then join the most fun Saints fan community, Saints Happy Hour. We'll ship you our booze bundle welcome kit today with 4 original Saints swag items not available in stores. You'll also get access to our live chat room where you can make new friends and talk Saints all day. Plus, get our daily podcast and be in the know on all Saints news as it happens. Go to saintshappyhour.com. That's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight?
And Andrew.
The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. Right now, it's just me and Dave. Andrew's father is nice enough to join us in the chat, in the live stream, but Andrew can't deem himself worthy enough to join us because he's drunk somewhere on vacation. Hello, Dave. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Yeah, Andrew's dad needs to. Okay, now we need to pull off the IPA. I don't think we pulled that off the last time. Mr. Juge was dog sitting at Andrew's house. So this time we need to get him to stock his fridge with IPAs and only IPAs. No, my weekend was good. Had a good weekend. I'm tired right now. Played golf this morning. Shot an 83, my best score ever. I'm super excited. Played at City Park. I'm super excited about that. I'm happy.
So
it's hard to have a bad day when you play when you play a good round of golf.
So people in the chat room, if you're there, tell us what you think of the new logo. We commissioned someone to do it. We had to get new logos and everything because our previous logo, as awesome and spectacular as it was, David, a fan of the podcast, did it for us because our initial logo was so terrible. He's like, it's so terrible, I'll make you one. It was amazing. It was also a TED Talk in copyright infringement because it was a Jack Daniel's bottle knockoff. But so We had to get a new logo, and we hope you like it. So, Dave, I got to say, the NFL training camp supposedly starting July 28th. I got a Channel 4 column coming out this week. Check that out, training camp preview. I got to say, I wouldn't say so much worried as I'm just frustrated with the NFL. They've had more time to get ready than any other sports league, and the fact that they don't start until September, and we're a week away from training camp, and the players like Drew Brees and J.J. Watt and DeMarcus Lawrence are like, hey, you haven't even given us the protocols and what's going to happen for training camp. You haven't even agreed what's going to happen with the testing. Are we going to test every day? Is it how many players are going to be there? This and that. Like, they've had so many months to get ready for this. What is the NFL doing? Are they just playing golf with their head up their ass? They've had more time to get ready for this and plan for this than any other sports league, and it's still a disaster.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, the nature of this – of COVID is, you know, and what it's doing within our country is ever changing. It changes day to day. And I think most businesses, including the NFL and most sports, they're You know, they're waiting until the last possible second because they want
to see. Yeah, but what does that have to do with, like, training
the current
camp?
Pandemic climate is at that time.
I understand, you know, that for like fans in the stadium, and that's what, but for like training camp, like, are we going to test the players every day? How are we going to feed them? Like, all that's like, they should have planned that as like worst case scenario and had that ready to go. No,
I don't know. Is it not? I mean, how many players? You have thousands of NFL players. Is it not a bad look to be testing thousands, you know, 1,000 players twice a week when there are testing shortages, you know, here in New Orleans, and tests are running out and people, you know, regular folk can't get, you know, their tests? It's kind of the optics on that are not good. And so
it's not.
Part of it is that I think that's one issue. And it's an especially bigger problem in the NFL than like basketball, where you've only got 13 players or 14 players or whatever. That's a lot of people you got to test, and staff and trainers and everybody that flies with the team. You know, the NBA is doing the bubble, so they're not, you know, they don't have to do as much testing.
I like the fact that ESPN says so-and-so left the bubble. So-and-so got snitched on in the bubble. Like, makes it sound like a sci-fi movie gone wrong.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're going to get to fun Saints stuff. I'm going to roast some media people in just a second. But I'm still 100% convinced they're going to have a season. It just may be delayed or whatever. I'm not wavering on that at all at this point. Are you still 100% or where are you in we're going to have football in 2020?
I don't know. I'm
the Dave Cariello panic meter.
I do not think any fans are going. I think if there's football, it's without fans. I think that's a non-starter, at least until, you know, maybe you get to the playoffs and maybe things have changed and things have gotten better and you start allowing fans. But as of now, definitely no fans. I don't think I'm going to be going to any games. And it's like 50-50. It really is. I really think it's a 50-50 shot as to whether they play or not. Again, like I said, you've got the testing issue and the optics on that. And you've got just a lot of stuff. What happened, you know, again, all the stuff that everybody's talked about. You know, what happens if your entire starting offensive line comes down with COVID? You know, there's so many ways for this to run afoul and to look bad. And I think there's a lot of people just wondering if it's really going to be that bad, what's the point of even doing it at all? What's the point?
Well, here's the thing. We'll see. But as I said in my Saints column, I never thought I would come to, you know, when you root for the Saints, you expect that you will have to deal with sadness and disappointment.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I never thought I would go into a season having to just wish for any Saints football at all. But that's where we are. But I'm still supremely confident. Now, as far as fun Saints stuff that I want to get into tonight, Dave, the Madden ratings were out. And I just want to say, it was nice that Madden had the Saints rated as the highest overall team. But they had Taysom Hill as the third fastest quarterback. And I will not put up with such disrespect. Taysom Hill should be the fastest quarterback, the strongest quarterback, the most handsome quarterback. He should be all 99s on Madden. Yes. There should be nothing about him that is even an imperfectible flaw in the slightest. And I want to say, Madden, they did a lot of things with the Saints right. Michael Thomas, 99 rating. But to have Taysom Hill as the third fastest quarterback, I was upset, and I'm going to write them a sternly worded letter.
Which two quarterbacks were faster than him?
Lamar Jackson was faster, and I forget, maybe someone in the chat room.
I mean, that seems fair, no?
No.
That the NFL MVP utility knife quarterback who runs a lot. You don't think he should be faster than Taysom?
I mean, no, because Taysom Hill drives all the fun in this podcast, and we give away cups and that sort of thing. I just think Taysom Hill is – you can say Lamar Smith is passing is better and all this, but he's not faster, and he definitely can't run over and truck dudes like Taysom Hill.
Well, I want to know who the other person is. Now I'm curious.
Yeah, I gotta pull that up. But
I gotta say, I am. When I saw that the Saints were rated the best team in Madden, I was surprised. I was surprised that the Chiefs, obviously being the Super Bowl winner.
As sports begin to return, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. With UFC, NASCAR, Formula One, and the EPL in full swing, there's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. Need more? BetOnline has simulated NFL Madden games, NBA 2K, and UFC happening every day for you to watch and wager on. As the MLB, NBA, and NFL near a return, BetOnline has future odds on everything you can imagine. Season win totals, division odds, and championship odds. Make sure to visit betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device to join now and receive your new welcome bonus. Kyler Murray faster than Taysom? Are you out of your mind? Get the fuck out of here with that nonsense. Marcus Mariota's at 88. Taysom Hill's at a 90. Lamar Jackson, 96. I get it. Taysom Hill, I'll be kind and say Madden, you could have given him like a 95.5, and that would have been fair. Kyler Murray faster than him? No, that is that's an abomination. That should send the people that created Madden to Gitmo.
I don't know. I haven't watched enough of Kyler Murray, to be honest with you. I'm familiar with Lamar Jackson's work.
He looks like he runs fast because he's a midget. And it makes people think he runs faster than
he is. He's got the short legs, so there's lots of steps.
He got the little choppy steps. He's working really hard. It makes it seem like he's going faster than he is.
But no, I mean, is that not surprising that, first of all, that the Chiefs wouldn't be number one? And, I mean, I would have thought, you know, the Niners, you could definitely make a case for the Niners to be up there. I'm surprised that they respected the Saints enough and knew enough that they've got a still a talented quarterback, the best wide receiver in the game, obviously. Michael Thomas had the 99 rating.
Yeah.
Alvin Kamara, I'm sure he's got a good rating. Probably dropped a little, took a hit after this last season.
He was like
season,
8 or 9 in ratings this year. We'll get to him. In a minute.
But yeah, no, that's surprising, but that's cool.
Well, here's the thing.
And since 1996, but that's whatever.
I'm crippled. I only got one good arm. I gave up video games when they started putting the triggers and the buttons underneath. Like when they went from 2 to 3 buttons, I could barely manage. Once they went A, B on the triggers and the thing underneath, I was out. Like my kid's gonna start playing video games. I have no idea. None. I can't even figure out how to build a fire in Minecraft so we can see in the dark when my kid.
Do you play Minecraft? My son is wildly into Minecraft.
No,
he plays Minecraft.
Can you send me a video on how to play? Me and my kid, we play, and we start out. It's the daytime. We run around. We forage. We try to build stuff. Then it gets dark, and we don't know what to do, and he gets frustrated, and he cries, and I restart, and it's daytime again. Like, I don't know what to do in the nighttime. I'm an old man. I don't understand these newfangled games.
You're supposed to sleep. You're supposed to build yourself a bed.
How do you put him to sleep? Do you drink? You take a sleep? Take a Tylenol PM? What do you put him to sleep? What?
No, you have to build. You're supposed to sleep at night, so you're supposed to build. Okay, here's what I know about Minecraft. And by the way, if you want, we can talk about Animal Crossing because that's what I play. But my son plays Minecraft more than anything else, and he loves it. And when he's not playing Minecraft, he's watching YouTube videos of people playing Minecraft. He's really into this unspeakable guy. He's like a streamer, and he's got a YouTube channel. And anyway, but I can't believe I have a kid that's old enough that I'm like talking about this. And this is my son. This is my life. If you're playing in survival mode in Minecraft, now we like to play in I don't know if it's called builder mode or whatever mode. It's not survival mode, but it's like you're pretty much God, and so you can fly, you can go anywhere, you have all of the different elements, you can build whatever you want. But if you're playing in survival mode, which it sounds like you're playing in, you've got to build a fortress.
No,
some kind of house for you to live in so you can stay away from the zombies. And then you got to build a bed because at night you got to go to sleep.
Why is that fun? Why is that shoot things,
I think Minecraft is cool because you can build all these these different worlds, and it's like really it's fairly limitless.
We just got a peek into this podcast. If they don't have an NFL season, this is what we're going to be reduced to. Come October, we're going to be talking about Minecraft. Humanity of it all.
I could do a whole podcast on Animal Crossing. Me and my son play together. We share an island and we play as one person. And we just had KK Slider come to our island and do a performance, which is pretty much like beating the game. So I'm pretty excited about that.
I don't have any idea what you just said. You might as well have been talking to me in Russian just now. So I want to talk, first of all, the media I'm annoyed with. Skip Bayless, all of Colin Cowherd, they all do their NFL rankings now, and they don't have the same. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I don't know if it's they still are holding a grudge against Drew Brees, but I saw one of them. They had the Colts ahead of the Saints. Get out of here with that nonsense. Philip Rivers is old and broken. My wife just groaned because she likes Philip Rivers because he's Catholic and has like a dozen.
My wife.
I'm a little slow on the trigger tonight with the soundboard.
Wait, your wife likes him because he's
Catholic.
She likes him because he's Catholic and he's got a dozen kids.
He doesn't curse. Yeah. She likes the whole thing, but I'm just tired of the.
He's got such a punchable face. I just want to punch him in the face.
He does, and when he wears the little bolo tie, you just want to slap him across the face.
He has such a punchable face, and just the way he throws the football, like sidearm like that, I hate it. It makes me want to punch him in the face even more. Can't stand. I don't know why. I just don't like him.
Yeah, I mean, let's do that.
I can't trust somebody that doesn't curse. I don't trust them. There's something evil going on. Something evil is going on in the Rivers house. There's bodies buried somewhere in the Rivers.
Yeah, he doesn't curse, but he has people in his basement that he tortures and like peels their nails off.
Totally. It's like Pulp Fiction. There's people with ball gags in their mouth, hanging by their arms, hanging by. Never mind, I'm not even going to go there.
who in the NFC South has the most punchable face, do you think? Because, like, Matt, people would say Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan doesn't even bother me. Like, he's not even interesting. Gronk, Brady maybe, Cam Newton's gone.
You said Gronk, and my immediate reaction was like you was to correct you because you said NFC South, and I totally forgot that he's back on Tampa Bay.
Yeah, man, it's one of the, and the people were mad
this
about
is
his
gonna
man.
Be the most, this is going to be this season. This season had so much promise. It's a shame the whole thing's going to be canceled.
Oh, dude, the NFC South was going to rule the TV. You know, and here's an interesting thing that I saw. Sneak peek behind the curtain, Channel 4, they sent me a column to help look over and edit and give ideas that they may or may not publish this week for someone else. And they had an interesting idea of if college football, which looks like they're in deep trouble of not having a season, and high school football probably won't be played. Their suggestion was if the NFL does have a season, they should play the games all days of the week to spread out the time between games for teams and give teams extra buys to help with COVID and that sort of thing. And I thought that was an interesting idea, Dave, because the sports calendar, right, it's going to be wide open because you're not going to have college football in the fall. You know, baseball is going to do 60 games real quick. And if NBA, they're going to restart, but we don't know when they're going to start their season again. Would you be down with, like, if the NFL is like, hey, we're gonna change up the schedule, and we're going to play on Friday, and we're going to play on Saturday, and we're going to fucking play on a Tuesday because there's
I've been pushing for that for 10 fucking years. I've always wanted that. I would love my football spread out. I would love for there to be a game to watch every evening. Absolutely. Except Christmas. Well, no, on Christmas, but just not a home game for the Saints.
On Christmas, just not a home game and not at a time that is inconvenient for you.
Correct. That's absolutely, yes. It's all, everything revolves around me, Ralph.
Hey, self-centered. I'm with you. I totally get it. Here's the thing for me with the talk. I'm just frustrated with the media because I feel like they're bored of the Saints, and they're just pushing them down their rankings because the Saints basically.
Do you have specific examples of this? Like you're being very vague right now.
I have the media. Which media? Colin Cowherd. Colin Cowherd. His final last NFL rankings. I saw he had the Saints ranked sixth. I just feel like the media, they want the shiny new thing, and the Saints, they've had the same team for 4 years, and they don't want to rank the Saints high. Because of Drew Brees, his arms fading, whatever, and it's just
fine. That's fine. You know what? I would rather it that way, instead of being favored to go to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl. I'd rather that. That's actually honestly five, six. Yeah, that 5, 6, 7 area. That's right, exactly where you want to be. It's not so low where you're insulted. And you're being totally disrespected, although that could help in the locker room. That could be good bulletin board material. But, you know, you're high enough but where you're still definitely a threat, and nobody's going to be surprised if you're great. So, honestly, I'm okay with that.
What's the perfect rating to make fans happen? So where you can say they're sleeping on you, but you're not quite disrespected. So you're saying it's like 5, 6 is the sweet spot.
I think that's the sweet spot is exactly how I would put it. Now, that doesn't mean that doesn't mean I can't stand Colin Cowherd and Skip Bayless. Now, those are two punchable faces. In fact, if you asked me who's got a more punchable face, Colin Cowherd or Skip Bayless, I could not even make a decision.
You'd have to punch them both in the face. You have to punch them both in the face and then give a report after.
How about a roundhouse kick right across both faces?
They need a Rotten Tomatoes site, but instead of rating movies, they could rate people's faces how punchable they are. Like like punchable tomato. I could make that website and make
you rate them on a scale of fists. 1 to 99% fists.
So the Saints, the only actual Saints news this week, unless they're having breaking news while this podcast is going on, which never they don't have breaking news during the podcast, but they do have breaking news after the podcast is recorded. But the only St. Louis Saints news this week, Dave, was Derrick Henry signed a 4-year, $50 million contract, and Saints Twitter was all a flutter of, well, does this mean Alvin Kamara is less likely to stay, more likely to stay? Is he going to want more than Derrick Henry? Is he going to want the same? Will he take a little bit less? I thought that 4 years, $50 million for Alvin Kamara, I would do that in a heartbeat if I was the Saints. Like 12, what's that, 12 and a half, 13 and a half million per year? For 4 years, that seems eminently fair because he's young. Like I would, if Alvin Kamara was amenable to it, I would do that deal right now if I was the Saints.
Yeah, totally. I agree with you. I mean, I would love to keep Alvin here. I wouldn't want to overpay him, but I think 12 to 13 is fairly reasonable. So
if Andrew was here, he'd be screaming at the rooftops, let him walk, get another running back.
I mean, and Andrew's right. I mean, and I'm with Andrew on that. They don't need to pay him, but
I want to pay him because he's fun. He's fun. Here's my thing with Kamara is I actually think if the Saints don't extend him in the summer this year, which I still think they can. I know people are like, oh, with COVID, Corona, and that sort of thing, and the salary cap may go down or may stay flat. Teams are going to be very reticent or less likely to do big extensions, but I don't believe that's true. Oh my God. Men, start taking notes because Manscaped accidents are finally a thing of the past. The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 has been beautifully designed to reduce those painful nicks and tugs. This is their third generation trimmer featuring advanced skin safe technology so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The Manscaped engineering team obsesses over technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. And they spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes so you can take a longer shave. The water-resistant technology allows you to shave in the shower, too. Oh, one of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. You need to try this out yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Once again, get 20%.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code armchair. Your balls will thank you. I think, Dave, if the Saints don't do an extension with Kamara, it's less likely that he stays, because I really think he's going to have a monster year. And if he has a monster year, there will be some team next year that would say, like the Dolphins, who have a Tua Tagovailoa, or I just butchered his name, but whatever, you know him. He's Tua. He played quarterback for Alabama. They have him on a rookie deal. They would be more likely to say, hey, we have a quarterback on a rookie deal and we have all this cap space. Hey, Alvin Kamara, we can pay you 4 years, $60 million, or, you know, 4 years, $64 million, because you're a star and you'll help fill our stadium because you're just awesome for the Saints. Maybe they want, maybe the Saints win the Super Bowl. So I think it's less likely that the Saints don't keep Kamara if they don't get him done in the summer. What's your reaction to that?
You mean if they sign him, it's going to be early?
Yeah, if they don't sign him this summer, his odds of leaving grow leaps and bounds, in my opinion.
I don't know if I would say that, only because I think it depends on, you know, assuming that there's a season or some kind of a season, I think it depends on how he performs. I mean, if he's, you know, it's all about what have you done for me lately, and it's all about your most recent tape and what you put out there. So if he plays this season, I think that's going to have just as much, if not more, weight than anything else out there. I mean, yes, he's, you know, yes, he's put out some amazing tape in his earlier part of his career. But if you're looking at the last 2 years of tape, it doesn't look as amazing. And I think teams aren't going to want to overpay for somebody who they just remember being good and isn't necessarily actually as good. Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody said in the chat room that we forgot to add Bill Barnwell. He has a very punchable face. That is correct. By the way, me and Andrew did a mini podcast just raking Bill Barnwell over the coals for – he had the Carolina Panthers offensive weapons rated ahead of the Saints, Dave, and me and Andrew did a mini cast where my son Max joined the podcast as my hype man and just repeated everything I said, and you can hear him in the background. It's amazing. It's only like 8 minutes. It's free. Check it out. And then after you love that podcast, sign up and get your booze bundle and a Saints player card sent to you in the box, which, Dave, I now have like 60 Saints player cards, and if you could have just a random Saints player card to like keep in your wallet or have for good luck, what player would you want?
I don't know. First of all, I just have a hard time, you know, even, you know, getting into this question, because I'm not sure why I would need a Saints player's card as a 38-year-old adult.
It's a good luck charm. With
two kids. Like, what am I doing with cards? I have boxes and boxes and binders full of
old cards.
70s and 80s playing cards upstairs, taking up space in the closet that my son looks at once every 6 months. I don't know. Steve Gleason, I think.
That's a good choice. I ordered the 2003 Saints. I didn't look at the list of players, but I think there was 30 cards in there. It may have Steve Gleason. So if you sign up for the booze bundle at the $10 level, you may get Joe Horn, Deuce McAllister, or like C. Grant, Saints legend, C. Grant, James Allen. I mean, who wouldn't want a James Allen card? You could show it to like a girl on a first date as like an item to woo her and make her fall in love with you. I mean, who wouldn't want that? I have to say, as like a random Saints player card, the one that I want the most, and I have to find it, is I want Hoki Gaijon is a Saints player card that I would want. And I would like put it in like a case and have it on the thing and just have it for me. That's who I would want. Hoki Gaijon.
That's touching.
Which, by the way, we did me and Andrew have been ranking the all-time greatest Saints by position. We rated the Saints five greatest fullbacks, and this was the one podcast, the one version where me and Andrew were actually yelling at each other because I had Hokigaijon rated incredibly high, and Andrew thought it was ridiculous, and I stood by it, and I wouldn't back down. You'll get that podcast this week. That'll be for patrons only. But that's the thing, man. Back to you know, the player cards. Or would you want what player card would you want, Dave? That if I sent it to you, you would burn it. That you just loathe.
You know, do I take the easy way out here and say Darren Brandon Sharper. Browner or Brandon Darren Sharper? that's the obvious answer. I think if Andrew was here, he'd probably say Albert Connell, probably, huh?
We could do a new prize for the podcast. We could do the Inferno bundle, where you get a Darren Sharper jersey, a Darren Sharper card, and a Darren Sharper paper cup. And we mail it to you, and
the
you
bonfire
just
bundle.
And you just yeah the bonfire bundle, and we just mail it to you, and you send a video of a hashtag at Saints Happy Hour, and it's just the cardboard box burning.
Wait, you know who? I always forget about him, and it really does annoy me. Although maybe I don't know if it's more his fault or maybe the coach's fault, but the front office fault. But I would want to, if a playing card that I would want to burn, I'd do Dan Morgan.
Dan.
For retiring twice on the Saints without ever playing.
Yeah, he was the trivia question we did at the live show.
I
did something about his concussion. I forgot. We had fun at the live show. We gave away all kinds of. We gave away a Willie Snead jersey during the trivia contest. What else? We gave a Drew Brees shirt away. Did we give away a Fred Thomas jersey? We might have. I forget. That's the one thing that of a million things that makes me sad about COVID is, Dave, we had the 2020 live show for the podcast. We had that thing locked and loaded with Zach Streif at Port of Orleans. Mm-hmm. He gave us a week, and he was like, guys, come. Just tell us the date you want, and it's all good. And we were well along to, like, picking out – we were, like – basically, we were just waiting for the Saints to release the regular season schedule and the preseason schedule, and we were going to build it around that. It was all locked and loaded, and it makes me sad. A million things. I know that. Look, there's a thousand other things that make you incredibly sad and angry about the stupid pandemic, but that just it makes me sad because we had that thing locked and loaded. Andrew's father says burn Erksleben. Russell Erksleben, if you're an old school Saints fan, whoo, that's a good choice for a burn card. Sean Knight would be another good example of a card to burn.
I remembered a card that I want to keep in my wallet for all of eternity as a remembrance. Little Jordan Humphrey. The little Jordan Humphrey playing card.
If they delay the start of training camp, we might have to delay our UDFA adopted son draft. And they said that the NFL is going to offer to UDFAs $150,000 if you eject on the season. So I'm wondering, like, if you were a UDFA, Dave, and the same, and you were like, well, if I don't go to camp, they'll give me $150,000, or should I go to camp and try to win a roster spot? I mean, I know all NFL players are aspiring ones think they can make the team, so they would do it. But $150,000 in a time of the pandemic and economic uncertainty isn't nothing. So if you were like,
oh, I'd take the $150,000 and be like, there's not going to be a season. Do I get it even if there's no season?
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, I'll take the $100,000. There's not going to be a season. I'd bank on there not being a season. So you don't even lose anything because everybody is in the same boat as you, where it's just a reset basically in 2021. And I'd be $150,000 richer. I mean, what do you get? What's the payout if there's no season? You get nothing?
Well, that's true. I mean, I guess Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, the thing is, though, is like if you're an NFL player and you make the minimums, like what? Like they bumped it up to like 900 grand or like 1.1 million. So you're giving up potentially 10 times that amount.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's going to be a season, so.
Don't be negative, Dave. Dave, you shipped me $1,400 worth of merchandise. I got Taysom Hill plastic cups to the fucking ceiling. I got to move these booze one.
Okay, well, look, let's look at it positively. You got all those Forever Drew cups. What if there's no season and Drew never plays ever again?
Then it's really...
Then you've got this commemorative this commemorative cup ready to go.
Well, the one thing is this podcast is built on complete and utter nonsense. So I think of any Saints podcast can trudge through months and months where there should be football, but there's no football. We've proven we can do it. Dave, it would just be filled with the thing you hate the most. We just have five or six monstrous brackets of things that would drive you crazy. You'd be longing for the Mora bracket again.
Oh, gosh. Got to find something as good as the Moore bracket. We got to do a similar bracket with Sean Payton. You know, Sean Payton's best media moments, top 14, 16 media moments or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it'll either be next summer or this fall, Dave.
Yeah, it's right. Or next, it might be next month.
It might be. So, so now we got to go. Which this has been a very divisive thing. People have messaged me on the Patreon. Which, by the way, if you haven't gotten your booze bundle or you need swag, message us through Patreon. We'll make sure you get your booze bundle. We want everybody to have it. Don't always reach out to us if you have questions of. As sports begin to return, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. With UFC, NASCAR, Formula One, and the EPL in full swing, there's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. Need more? BetOnline has simulated NFL Madden games, NBA 2K, and UFC happening every day for you to watch and wager on. As the MLB, NBA, and NFL near a return, BetOnline has future odds on everything you can imagine. Season win totals, division odds, and championship odds. Make sure to visit betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device to join now and receive your new welcome bonus. But people have been messaging me through Patreon and DMing me on the Twitters, Dave. Your request to play Morton Anderson and Brian Hansen's 1980s song "Take It to the Top" during the Twitter question. Mailbag segment. It's very divisive. People either really, really love it or they really, really hate it.
Do people hate it? How could you hate it?
There's no hating that beat. If you hate that beat, you just don't like music. You know, you're like John Lithgow in Footloose.
I want to know what the talking points are for the people that hate it. What's the argument?
It's just that they're like, it's not fun anymore. It was fun the first couple of weeks.
We've beaten a dead horse.
Every time that beat kicks in, it's the first time. You know.
I mean, every time the song starts, it just makes me feel like I've just turned on a Sega. I just flipped the switch on my Sega Genesis.
True. So let's get to the questions. We got Jed Saints Recline asked, if there were no training camp nor preseason, would Emmanuel Butler still be our number one receiver leading into the regular season? I mean, I guess he meant would Emmanuel Butler
behind Mike Thomas.
He means if there's no training camp and there's no preseason games, how are we gonna have a camp superstar? You know? That's what I think he means.
Camp superstar was gonna be Lil Jordan Humphrey. It wasn't gonna be Emmanuel Sanders.
Emmanuel Butler,
Emmanuel Butler, sorry.
You just went with full Ralph.
You never go full route.
You never go full route. Here's a.
Well, there's two fucking Emmanuels. How many times? You know, when has that ever happened?
Yeah. The full Ralph, what I guess would be, instead of calling them and getting Emmanuel Butler and Emmanuel Sanders confused, it would be calling them Butler Samuels. That would be
that would be going full Ralph.
Yeah. So
Butler actually would make more sense. Samuel is a first name. Samuel Butler. That sounds like a Civil War general.
This is from Lotus Transport. Dave, brighter future in American sports, MLB or MLS? Darker future for American sports, end of taxpayer-funded stadiums, or the mob coming for all the mascots within 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Okay, that was a lot of question.
Was a lot of question. I'll take the second. I'll take the second one. The
okay,
mascot.
The first one.
The mascot.
Which has a brighter future, MLB or MLS? You know, I guess they're saying MLB because the way they handled the players and, you know, they've lost a lot of fans through this whole thing. But, you know, they do that all the time, and they wind up coming back a little bit. MLB's been around a long time, and MLS has yet to really stake a claim in the public interest. So I'd still say MLB.
Yeah, I mean, baseball... They always say it's dead. Their fans are older for baseball, but the thing about baseball is their streaming setup and the money they make from that is just ridiculous, and they've been so far ahead of people. Like HBO uses their streaming technology, so they make a ton of money, so they're not going anywhere. MLS, I've been watching the MLS's back tournament. It's okay, but it's not, to me, it's not that good of a quality of soccer. I watch the EPL. I like it better. I will say, baseball isn't the thing with baseball is their biggest star is Mike Trout. I wouldn't know Mike Trout if he knocked on my door right now.
I wouldn't know
who he is. I know the name and I know he's awesome because he plays baseball, but I have no idea what he looks like. And that's the biggest problem with baseball. Like, their stars just aren't known. The second thing, listen, the Redskins mascot. You can say whatever you want. It was offensive, and I get that they tried to – they got rid of it. They got a lot of other problems with the sexual harassment stuff coming up. But I draw the line where, like, the Washington Post was like, the Texas Rangers need to change their name. I did not hear one fucking person in my entire life say anything about the Texas Rangers' name being offensive until the Washington Post wrote a column about it. They literally are just like looking.
What's the story behind that? Why is it offensive?
They said that the Texas Rangers, when they got founded, they had white supremacists that were Texas Rangers. So change the name. It was like the biggest stretch you could say. I mean, like, literally, that is playing into the argument of the people that, like, if they change this, then they change everything. It's a slippery slope. Like, wanting to change the Texas
Rangers.
Well,
you remember when they had the lawsuit against the Florida, like the people that think the Fleur-de-Lis is offensive.
Well,
remember
I think
that, from 4 years ago or whatever.
Yeah, I think
NOLA.com did an article about it, and they had a professor who said that, like, I don't know, I think it was like slave owners used to use the Fleur-de-Lis to like brand their slaves, I think, something like that. And
yeah, I do.
So
I do. The thing is, with the Fleur-de-Lis, that's obviously true, and that's horrible. But the thing is, I think a symbol can change over time, right? The
right.
Fleur-de-Lis, whatever, you know, it's mostly been for French, you know, royalty and a crest and that sort of thing. And you
just
know,
like the Ice Cream Man song is the Ice Cream Man song now, but technically it's a racist song.
Yeah, and like the swastika, before Hitler got a hold of it, it meant something totally different. But now you can't touch the swastika because Hitler got a hold of it, and it's his for all time. The swastika is poison, right? So symbols and things can change over time, and I just think the Fleur-de-Lis, people just don't view it that way. Now, maybe people will complain and get a movement going, and they'll convince people over time. But that is a far road to travel. One thing is, because the Fleur-de-Lis is goddamn everywhere in New Orleans. Like, every business, every, you know, from air conditioning to to whatever. It's the fleur-de-lis is part of businesses' branding and logos, right? So that is to me, Dave, that is a, if you want to get rid of the fleur-de-lis, like that is a much, much, much harder uphill battle in New Orleans than just removing the Redskins mascot or whatever, or the Indians right. for Cleveland, because the Redskins, like, it's associated with the Washington Redskins. It's not associated with the city of Washington. Like, if you come for the fleur-de-lis, you got to ask, like, every business in New Orleans to take down the thing. And I
the
just
city
think,
government.
Yeah, city government, government too. Like, everything. So I think that's just an uphill battle that, like, people are just going to be like, no, we're not doing it. Like, it's just a bridge too far, you know? Right. But, you know, we'll close. Let's see if we. Oh, this is one, we have one more question from Dale. How can other leagues make a deal on safety protocols, but the NFL can't? Is this all Rodgers' fault?
How can other leagues make a deal with what? With fans?
How can other leagues make a deal and get all their safety protocols set up, but the NFL can't? Is this all Rodgers' fault? Dale, you could blame Roger Goodell for
question.
The Rona, and I would agree with you. Like, you could blame anything on Roger Goodell, and I'm for it. Like,
I don't. That's what I'm about to say. I'm thinking about this. I don't want to miss an opportunity to blame Goodell for something. So I'm
yes.
trying to think so I can make sure I get all my facts straight here.
The question is, why can't we blame Goodell? That's the question, Roger. I mean, Dale. You know.
That's right. Tell me why we shouldn't blame Roger Goodell, huh? Riddle me that. I don't know. I mean, I guess. What is the MLB doing? Are they doing like the whole bubble thing too?
No, they're not doing the bubble, but they've started back and they're playing games. I mean, like they've started, I guess, whatever you want to call it, like warm-up games. I guess and technically it would be like spring training, but it's not. Exhibition, like the Cubs are playing on ESPN against the White Sox. I got to say,
I know the Mets are playing the Yankees.
Yeah, I got to say, at first when the EPL on NBC, when they came back and they pumped in the crowd noise, I was like, this is weird. I don't like this crowd noise because it's kind of fake and it has a Madden 1995 feel to it. But now that I watch like the MLS comeback tournament and I'm watching baseball now, like, I like the fake crowd noise. Like, it's bad, but the emptiness of no crowd noise is worse. I'm pro fake crowd noise, which a month ago I'd have never thought I would say that, Dave, but I'm pro fake crowd noise.
I think it's better than the alternative, which is no noise. That's even weirder.
You know what the MLS tournament feels like?
It would
it
be
feels
so
like
weird.
It feels like rec league soccer because there's just no – there's just nothing. There's no energy in the there's no energy, and it's literally on a practice field. So it's just not good. So anyway, so guys, thanks for joining us. Andrew was MIA. Kevin was MIA. Dave, it was like the old time with me and
the
you.
The olden times.
Yeah, it was like
the olden days.
The olden days, you know. When,
except my audio was perfect. You know, back in the olden days, it was hit or miss.
Oh, but this...
I'd be dropping out. I'd be making in the middle of making a point, and I'd be on some long rant, and just halfway through, it just cut off.
I saw a thing about podcasting, and they were saying the number one, two, and three things to having a successful podcast is having quality audio. And I know that's a lie because this podcast has survived a decade on mediocre audio at best. People love this podcast so much, Dave. In the darkest days of our bad audio, fans would email me and DM me on Twitter offering to help fix it. And people like Mike and Matt Morales and Christian have sat with me to help us fix the audio. So I know having a good audio is not a key.
Well, that doesn't mean we can't have more listeners.
It doesn't mean we can't have more listeners. It doesn't mean we can't improve the audio and get it to a point where it is now, where it's definitely mediocre consistently. But You don't need good audio to succeed. But we'll get it better. Maybe I'll get one of those. I'll get one of those mics and those bubble walls, and I can sound like an NPR host. That'll happen second Tuesday of next week. So for Dave, for Andrew and Kevin, who are MIA, thanks guys for joining us in the chat room. Until next time, the bar is closed.